Patrick Hudson from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared what to do if there are no or few perceived alternatives for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to ask the question, what are the side effects of having long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care? Decision-making, whether on a personal or professional level, always comes with desired and undesired side effects. When it comes to long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their stay in intensive care, there tend to be more undesired than desired side effects. The unfortunate reality is that whenever intensive care units, patients and their families are in this situation, that somebody can't be weaned off the ventilator quickly, they are in need of prolonged ventilation via tracheostomy in intensive care, there are numerous undesired consequences, implications and side effects that go along with this massive dilemma. Let's take a closer look at those issues and undesired side effects. Number one, there's the quality of life and in some instances the quality of end of life for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. And it's massively diminished in a limiting, inhibiting, sterile and often non-patient friendly environment. Quality of life issues can range from depression to losing the will to live, as long-term patients in intensive care often end up institutionalized, isolated and haven't seen any natural daylight nor their own home environment for many weeks or months or in some cases even years. Also, the quality of life for families of long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies is massively diminished as well, as they often spend day and night in intensive care to be with their loved ones. They are literally putting their lives on hold, with again many undesired consequences that range from not being able to work to not being able to look after other important family members, including their children, spouses or elderly parents. Now, also, let's not forget about the bed blocks in intensive care. Long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are growing in numbers, and therefore more and more beds are being blocked in intensive care that are unavailable for other critically ill patients in need of an intensive care bed. Also, the growing costs and massive expenses for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care are an ongoing and massive issue, with costs hovering around the $5,000 mark per bed day, and it's a massive side effect from not thinking outside of the box and address costs, quality of life for patients and their family in a holistic way, which is a home care environment. Thinking outside of the box means that intensive home care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care is the future and is the way to go. Other first world countries have successfully adopted and transitioned into this win-win model of care nearly 20 years ago, and they would never go back to their previous model of care. Thankfully, intensive care at home is providing services that are eliminating most of those side effects, and our holistic model of care creates a win-win situation for all stakeholders, where patients and families can rely on quality care, and hospitals, intensive care units, departments of health and private health funds can minimize their expenses when it comes to long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. And everybody is winning. What are your thoughts? Are you a health professional in intensive care who knows about the undesired side effects and is turning a blind eye on it because it's easier to not challenge the status quo? Or are you a patient or a family member who is in need of help? You can get in touch with us or leave your comments on the blog. We're also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for ventilated clients in Melbourne. We would also like to hear from you if you have a minimum of 2 years pediatric ICU experience, as we have opportunities here as well. For more information, check out our career section or contact me on 041-094-2230. Or if you want to know more how I can help you, your intensive care units and your patients and your families, you can get in touch with me as well. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I see you again next week in another update.